Greetings. Welcome to OMA's second quarter 2026 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. Please note this conference is being recorded. I will now turn the conference over to Emmanuel Camacho. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you, Cleo, and hello, everyone. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to OMA's second quarter 2026 earnings conference call. Thank you for joining us today as we discuss our company's performance and financial results for the past quarter. Joining us today are our CEO, Ricardo Dueñas, and CFO, Rufo Perez Pliego. Please be reminded that certain statements made during the course of our discussion today may constitute forward-looking statements, which are based on current management expectations and are subject to a number of risks and uncertainties that could actual results to differ materially, including factors that may be beyond our control. And now, I'll turn the call over to Ricardo Dueñas for his opening remarks.
Thank you, Manuel. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. This morning, Rufo and I will review our quarterly operational and financial results, and then we'll be pleased to answer your questions. During the second quarter of 2026, OMA served 7.2 million passengers, an increase of 0.4% versus the second quarter of last year, while available seat capacity decreased by 0.3%. Domestic passenger traffic grew by 0.6% as compared to the second quarter of 25. Our San Luis Potosí Airport was the main contributor to domestic passenger traffic growth, with increases on the routes to AIFA and Cancun airports. These routes collectively added over 23,000 passengers during the quarter, representing 61% of the total domestic passenger growth. International passenger traffic decreased by 1.2%, mainly driven by our Monterrey Airport, with lower traffic on the Los Angeles, Dallas, Fort Worth, and San Antonio routes. In terms of growth by airline, Volaris, which accounted for 25% of our total passenger traffic in the quarter, recorded a 7% growth versus the second quarter of 2025, while Viva, which accounted for 50% of our total passenger traffic, recorded a 2% decline. During the quarter, airlines opened 24 new routes across our airports, including 18 domestic and 6 international routes. This included the launch of Aeromexico new route to Paris in April, as well as Iberia's new route to Madrid in June, marking the airline's first ever operation in Monterrey. The Paris route generated more than 14,000 passengers during the quarter, and following its strong initial performance, the route was converted from a seasonal to a permanent year-round operation, further increasing Monterrey's connectivity with Europe. Turning to our financial performance, aeronautical revenues increased 4% during the quarter, mainly reflecting the tariff adjustment that became effective in mid-April. Commercial revenues continued to perform well during the quarter, increasing 7% versus the second quarter of 25. Commercial revenue per passenger reached 66.4 pesos, an increase of 60.3%, while occupancy of commercial space remained at 96% at the end of the quarter. Diversification revenues increased by 17% year over year, mainly driven by OMA Cargo business, where revenues increased 29%, reflecting new client operations and additional high-value cargo handling in Monterrey, as well as higher activity at our Chihuahua warehouse. Hotel services revenues grew by 6%, supported by higher occupancy at the NH Hotel Terminal 2 hotel and higher average daily rates at both hotels. Industrial services revenues reached 57 million pesos, an increase of 9%, mainly attributable to a greater number of square meters leased. OMA's second quarter adjusted EBITDA increased 6.6% to 2.7 billion pesos, while the adjusted EBITDA margin expanded to 75.2%, reflecting revenue growth and disciplined cost management despite continued inflationary and labor cost pressures. Total investments in the quarter, including MDP investments, major maintenance, and strategic investments, were 949 million pesos. Before concluding, I would like to highlight two relevant events during the quarter. First, OMA achieved the sustainability performance target linked to our sustainability-linked bonds, reaching an 88% reduction in Scope 1 and Scope 2 greenhouse gas emissions per passenger by the end of 2025, well above the 58% reduction target set against our 2018 baseline. The outcome reflects the company's ongoing investments in energy efficiency and decarbonization initiatives. Finally, on July 16th, we issued 3 billion pesos in long-term notes in the Mexican market. Proceeds were used to repay 1.7 billion pesos of outstanding short-term bank debt, as well as to repay the 640 million pesos corresponding to our OMA 23 notes maturing on July 24th. The remaining proceeds will fund committed investments under the Master Development Program and general corporate purposes, including working capital requirements. I would now like to turn the call over to Rufo Perez Pliego, who will discuss the financial highlights for the quarter.
Thank you, Ricardo, and good morning, everyone. I will briefly go over our financial results for the quarter before opening the call for questions. Aeronautical revenues increased 3.9% relative to the second quarter of 2025, mainly reflecting the tariff adjustments that took effect in April 2026. Domestic passenger charges grew in line with these new tariffs, while international passenger charges declined, mainly due to the appreciation of the Mexican peso and lower international traffic. Other aeronautical services grew at a more moderate pace than the tariff increase, reflecting fewer aircraft operations during the quarter. Together, these effects resulted in a 3.5% increase in aeronautical revenue per passenger. Non-aeronautical revenues increased 9.8%. Commercial revenues increased 6.7%, mainly driven by higher parking, restaurants, VIP lounges, and retail revenues. Parking revenues increased 8.8%, driven by higher passenger traffic, as well as higher tariffs from longer stays across our airports. Restaurants and retail revenues were up 11.3% and 4.2% respectively, both mainly as a result of higher penetration rates and opening of new outlets. VIP lounges increased by 15.8%, driven by higher capture rates in the Monterrey Airport, as well as the recent start of operations of the VIP lounge in Torreón. Diversification activities grew by 17.4% in the quarter, mainly due to the increase in OMA Carga revenues. Total aeronautical and non-aeronautical revenues grew 5.4% to 3.6 billion pesos in the quarter. Construction revenues amounted to 844 million pesos in 2Q26. The cost of airport services and G&A expense increased 3.6% versus 2Q25, supporting the expansion of adjusted EBITDA margin. The increase mainly reflected higher payroll, contracted services, and materials and supply expenses. Payroll increased 9.5%, mainly reflecting inflationary adjustments and addition of new positions. Contracted services increased 10.7%, primarily due to higher security and cleaning expenses, resulting from contract renewals and minimum wage increases. And materials and supplies increased 18.7%, mainly reflecting the higher operation requirements in our OMA Carga and our VIP lounge operations. Concession tax increased 3.9% to 294 million pesos. Major maintenance provision was 99 million pesos compared to 50 million pesos in 2Q25, reflecting new MVP provisioning requirements. As a result, adjusted EBITDA increased 6.2% to 2.7 billion pesos, and the margin reached 75.2%. Our financing expense decreased by 17.4% to 337 million pesos in the quarter, mainly as a result of a lower effect from the change in present value of our major maintenance provision, which was partially offset by higher interest expense on debt. Consolidated net income was 1.5 billion pesos in the quarter, an increase of 10.2% versus 2Q25. Turning to our cash position, cash generated from operating activities in the second quarter amounted to 1.8 billion pesos, while investing and financing activities used 776 million pesos and 2.1 billion pesos respectively. As a result, our cash position at the end of the quarter was 2.6 billion pesos. At the end of June, total debt amounted to 14.3 billion pesos, and leverage, measured as net debt to adjusted EBITDA ratio, stood at 1.1 times. This concludes our prepared remarks. Theo, please open the call to questions.
Thank you. We will now be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment while we pull for questions. Our first question is from Jeff Spies with Morgan Stanley Investment Mana. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, this is Jens. Congrats on the results. So I have a question on the maximum tariff completions. What's your expectation throughout the year? And also, if you can give a bit more details on your CapEx. We saw that you have spent so far like 1.4 billion in your Mexican airports through the first half of the year, while your MDP investments are 1.2. So what's going on there? Are you like anticipating some of the investments that are in the MDP plan for 2027?
Sure. For the first part, Jeff, we're planning to end the year. We just recently adjusted tariffs mid-April. So considering that, we believe by the end of the year, we're going to be around the 93% compliance with maximum tariffs. And as for the second part, maybe Rufo, you want to join?
Sure. Remember that we had some carryover investments that were from the previous MDP that were going to be completed in 2026 and 2027. So that has to be added to the actual 2026 commitment. So for this year, we are expecting around 3.5 to 4 billion peso total investment for the year.
Okay. Perfect. And just one additional question on, like, it seems like flight schedules are pointing to some like seat growth moderation in the fourth quarter, but very strong growth in the first quarter of next year. Are you seeing the same?
Not yet. Schedules or the, I would say, more definitive schedules for the winter season have yet to be published. So right now we have an indication and we see some conservativeness from airlines in 4Q. So I don't necessarily think that the first quarter do reflect the expectations of airlines, and they're just very indicative at this time.
Got it. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from Rodolfo Ramos with Bradesco BBI. Please proceed with your question.
Thank you for taking my question. I have two. The first one is a follow-up on Jeff's. I don't know if you can Talk a little bit about, your outlook on traffic growth. I know there's a lot of challenges on the horizon here, but wanted to get your sense and visibility, and specifically if you can comment on the potential for developing Monterrey's route network. It's encouraging to see more regular services, to New York, for example. I don't know if there's any other low-hanging fruit on the domestic market. So that's my first question on the traffic side. And then on the second, if I may, it was very interesting to see OMA Carga with very strong top-line growth. Just one of your peers has also seen a very active activity on the cargo side. So wanted to get a little bit of the sense that you get from the industries that you're seeing participating in your volumes. I don't know if there's any other potential for you to go into bonded warehouses or try to capture more value out of this boom in exports that Mexico's having. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Rodolfo, for your question. So regarding traffic growth, yes, of course, as a result of the oil spike, jet fuel spike that we've seen in the first half of the year, we're seeing airlines adjusting some of its capacity for the rest of the year. Whereas still, we are anticipating to be in positive numbers. We think traffic is going to be around flat to low single digits. I think that reflects some of the resilience of some of the OMA's airport network. There are some Monterrey routes already announced that are in the pipeline, specifically with WestJet, Acapulco, Montreal, Chihuahua, Mexico, IFA, Mazatlan, Vancouver, Monterrey, Vancouver. So we're currently working with airlines to try to expand and take advantage of Monterrey's strategic location. In terms of cargo, yes, we're seeing very good numbers coming from there. We're currently expanding our warehouse. We're planning to finish that expansion in the next coming months. Some of the growth you've seen has been driven by new client operations, as well as the handling of additional high-value cargo operations. Chihuahua, there was an interesting spike due to the implementation of handling service for UPS and FedEx. So we're investing in OMA Cargo, in systems, in processes. So we expect good growth coming in the next coming months.
Great.
To continue seeing that type of growth.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Alberto Valerio with UBS. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, team. Thank you for taking my questions. My first question is related to the working capital of the company. We saw a nice growth, nearly double-digit growth on net income. But when you go for the cash generation from operation, it's a little bit soft than that. If you can explain the differences in receivables and payables, if it's a recurring for the remainder of the year, or if it was pumped for this quarter.
Sure. Hi, Alberto. We've seen increased utilization of working capital. We are accelerating our CapEx execution versus what we had last year. So there are some advanced payments of new contracted works that are reflected as advances in the working capital. And as construction progresses, those advances will be amortized, but they are a signal of our increased CapEx execution. And the other one is our tax payments have been higher. We have a higher factor for calculation of provisional taxes versus what we had in the first half of last year. So even though provisional taxes are based on revenue and revenues are growing in the low single digits, our factor reflects that higher level of provisional payments, which in the annual tax filing of next year, there'll be less of an impact, but during the year we'll shall see that type of increase in taxes paid.
Fantastic. So we should see this normalized construction at least until the MDP capex being on execution, and the tax is something more on a regular basis. Is that correct?
Yes, and starting next year, a new factor will be recalculated, so that will tend to normalize levels versus this year.
Fantastic. And one more, if I may, I might miss because cutting the first question of our colleague. When should we expect to almost reach the maximum tariff again? Should we draw a linear line into that?
So this year we're expecting around 93 to 95% compliance with the maximum tariff for full year, and next year we should see what the expected growth in traffic is, as well as the adjustments to the inflation. As you know, maximum tariff is adjusted every year with inflation, so we'll have to see how those vectors behave and see how can we get to our 99% target. But as we said, we would probably target between 2 to 3 years after implementation of the MDP to get to that level.
So probably we'll be reaching the maximum tariff by the end of 2027, mid of 2028.
Yes, that'd be reasonable. Yep.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from Anton Mortenacker with GBM. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my question. This is a bit of a follow-up on the tariff maximum tariff question. Do you think that, I mean, if oil pressures remain, should we think that the compliance and the maximum tariff could take longer, or are you indifferent to those pressures? And also on the commercial side, excluding diversification activities, we saw a slight increase in the non-idle per packs, slightly above inflation. What kind of growth should we expect on those business lines going forward? Thank you.
So on the second part of your question, yes, on the commercial side, I think that we will remain stable relative to current levels of around 66 pesos per pax. We expect to open the new areas in the Monterrey Airport towards and be fully operational by the end of next year. So we shall see a pickup in commercial revenue per passenger until 2028. But for the following months, I think the 66 level is reasonable to assume. Regarding the maximum tariff, that is what you mentioned of increased oil prices and its impact, yes, that could be a headwind towards fully passing through our maximum tariff. But we will see where we are at the beginning of the year, and the situation has become more stable and more visible, and so we can start taking decisions of how to pass through the rest of the increase.
Very useful. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from Gabriel Himmelfarb with Scotiabank. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, good morning, and thanks for the call. My question is regarding on what's next for OMA beyond the MDP, and how could BC support the long-term growth strategy for OMA? Thank you.
I'm sorry, Gabriel. We can catch it. Can you repeat it? The line is not working very well.
Sure. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
So my question is regarding. Can you hear me? Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry. Well, my question is regarding what's the next value driver for OMA beyond the MVP, and how could BNC support, or what was the attribution of BNC for OMA's growth in the next years?
Sure. Thank you, Gabriel, for your question. Regarding the second part, we've seen many advantages. Just to mention a few, just access to human capital has been a great advantage. Access to a larger network of airports has allowed us to try to bring best practices around the world. We have seen them concretely in the last quarter, in the last 6 months, with all the technology projects that we have implemented in our network, and specifically in Monterrey. Our bargaining power with suppliers and with airlines has also been a great advantage. Their know-how and their expertise in the construction side of the business has also been very valuable. Their knowledge in terms of commercial planning has also been very effective, and you have seen those in the numbers. We are, as for drivers coming forward, we're working in new projects. We're currently working in two new hotels, an additional one in Monterrey, and a new one in Ciudad Juárez. We're expanding our cargo operations as well. We're currently evaluating industrial park expansion as well. And we will continue optimizing our efficiency and trying to improve the commercial revenues per passenger. As you know, by the end of next year, we will have the new terminal in Monterrey that should add new commercial revenue to our airports.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. This concludes our question and answer session. I would like to turn the floor back over to Ricardo for closing comments.
We would like to thank everyone for participating in today's call. We appreciate your insightful questions, engagement, and continued support. Rufo Emmanuel Ayar and I are available to answer your questions. Thank you once again, and have a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This does conclude today's teleconference. Please disconnect your lines and have a wonderful day.